All right, so we're going to continue on with our session, and I think we're going to have a special treat with Brett. With Brett coming up to talk about sharing the wonderful world of insects via the internet. All right, well, thank you very much for coming, and thanks to the organizers for having me. This was quite the surprise to be invited to give this talk. Just going to start out with a little. Short little video that I made just for this talk. Okay. All right, so I just basically show that I made this video within, it was probably about a half hour. So it was pretty short and pretty simple, but relatively easy to do. And so I'm going to kind of get into this talk by first introducing the basics of filming insects, and then demonstrate how to share the videos online. So I'm not trying to make a boring tutorial. There are plenty of those online if you want to actually learn directly how to put a video step-by-step, editing and all that, but this is just kind of give you a nice introduction without trying to bore you to death. All right. So first, why make videos of insects? Some of the easiest things to do are to spice up talks by putting in videos of what you're studying. So you can spice up lectures for a classroom, do outreach and extension talks, different publications and supplemental material to show the behaviors that you observe that most people otherwise would not see. Put it on a departmental webpage or your own personal webpage, kind of show what you've been working on, or at presentations like this, or just to do it for fun. You know, some people just enjoy making videos. Even if you don't want to share them with people, you can make them for yourself. And that's pretty much what I've been doing, but been lucky enough to come and share this with you. So insect photography has been very popular. You can find millions and millions of really beautiful pictures of insects online. But sometimes it's really nice to actually see the insect moving, to see the behavior in action. And even though a picture is worth a thousand words, a video is worth many, many more. Sometimes. They can be some bad videos. But what about actually finding insect videos? There are still a lot online. It's hard to find really good ones. If you go on YouTube and search cat, you'll find over a million results. Granted, I love watching all those cat videos. They're pretty awesome. But if you want to find a video of a really interesting insect, it's really hard to find. There's only about 100,000. About half of those are just of insects fighting each other, which in one way is kind of cool, but it's not very educational. So if you're going to make insect videos for yourself, what do you need? First, obviously you're going to need some sort of recording device. Next is a subject. You need something to record, obviously. Some sort of editing software, since you can take the greatest video of something, but every little video could use a little bit of editing. Also, the internet, if you want to share it to people that are right next to you. And, of course, patience. These things do not put themselves together. You need a little patience to do this. All right, so recording video. These days, recording devices are relatively inexpensive. All sorts of things can record video nowadays. You can get these really relatively inexpensive pocket cameras that you can just pull out of your pocket and take a video of something you see. The point-and-shoot cameras these days can take wonderful pictures as well as high-definition video. And this example actually can do slow motion video, can take video up to 1,000 frames per second, which in this compact little couple hundred dollar camera is fantastic. At the end of this talk, I have a very short video of an example from this camera. Also, the digital SLRs these days can take fantastic video as well. Now, even our cell phones, the cell phones these days, you know, not everybody has fancy cell phones like this, but no, they're becoming more popular. And if you're out in the field, you don't need to bring a big SLR or a video camera. You could just pull out your phone and take a pretty decent video of an insect doing something cool. Or if you're using a microscope to do most of your work, you can get cameras that mount directly onto your microscope, and you can take wonderful videos that way. So then, now that you have your recording device, what do you want to record? In my opinion, everything. With having hard drives these days that are over a terabyte, you can store all sorts of videos. It doesn't matter what you record, you could store it. Maybe someday you'll want to use it and show it to somebody. But more specifically, do stuff for your field work if you want to share different methods that you're doing in the lab or in the field. Make instructional videos so you can show people on the internet how to do things, or outreach, or just in specifically insect behavior. If you've observed something really cool going on with an insect, record it. It's fun to watch. And basically anything you can think of that you'd like to record. So once you've got your video, you'll want to edit it. And so these days, most computers you buy will have some sort of video editing software, which is really nice, and they're really easy to use. So if you buy an Apple, you're going to have Apple iMovie. If you buy a Windows PC, you're going to have Windows Movie Maker. They're both really comparable in their functions, and they're really easy to use, really nice to get things done for your editing. But if you're feeling more ambitious and you have some money to spend, you can get some professional software, such as Final Cut Pro, which is only for Apple's OS X, or Adobe Premiere, which is a cross-platform. But for the average movie maker, such as I, and I would assume most people, the ones that come standard will be sufficient. So I want to now just move into give you a little example of how to make a movie using iMovie. And so this is the movie that I made, or that I showed at the beginning, just what I did. So when you first open up my iMovie, it gives you all these choices that you can do. You can have different themes. You can even make little movie trailers with action sounds and all that. There's so many options you can do. Or you can just choose no theme and do whatever you want. So after that, you put in the name of what you want, the aspect ratio, and it comes up with this page. And in iMovie, it'll select all the video in your iPhoto library. So then you can just drag and drop video clips from your iPhoto library into your project. So it's really simple. You just highlight the part that you want, drag it down into the project, and poof, it's right there for you. Then, if you want to add different clips, you can add transitions. And so you can have a nice little fade effect. You can even do some weird mosaic thing. So this is one thing I find people sometimes overdo with the transitions. Now, some of these, they look really cool, but if you're watching a video and they have all these different transitions, it can get a little annoying. But it is nice to use a few of the transitions to kind of move from one clip to another. You can also add pictures from your iPhoto library. If there are nice still pictures that you'd like to share in your video, or sometimes you can take nicer pictures than you can for video, so you can add those as well. You easily just open up and drag and drop the clips right in, and you can then add text or titles so you can describe what is going on, and you can have those come in all different ways. One of my favorite ones is this one on the bottom here, which may be hard to see. It's called Far, Far Away. If you are a Star Wars fan, this is a nice one to do some titles. Then, to make your video a little bit more interesting, you can add different sounds and music. Easily, you can open this up. You can also use songs from your iTunes library. You can drag and drop those into your project, and you can shorten them down. But you also could just use ones that are provided for you. So if you don't have songs that might be fitting for your video, you can then just use the built-in ones. And they have hundreds of different sounds and even sound effects. If you want rocket engines going when you have a bee flying, you can do that if you want. Also, if you enjoy the sound of your own voice, you can add a voiceover real easily. Just click on the microphone. A little thing pops up. And most laptops these days have nowadays have built-in microphones that work wonderfully well, so you can just basically click record, and it will start playing your video, and so you can know exactly when your sound, your voiceover will be fitting along on the video. And then if the video is a little oversaturated or underexposed, or if you've talked too loud into the microphone, it has easily adjustable tools, so you can change the exposure, you can even change the colors, you can add special effects so it looks like you have an old film video with the crackles and all that, or you can have a negative image so it looks like it's really futuristic. You can do whatever you want easily with this little tool right here. And then after you're done putting this all together and you want to export it, I'm not quite sure with Windows Movie Maker, but at least with iMovie, if you click on Share, you can directly upload your video to some video sharing sites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Vimeo. But I'm going to just focus on YouTube and Vimeo today. So if you go that route, it pops up with a little thing here. You can put in the descriptor and your title, and then you click Next, and it'll upload it directly to YouTube. But if you want to share it or download it directly to your hard drive, you can just click Export Movie, and it goes right to your computer. But the two video sharing websites that I find to be the best are YouTube and Vimeo. YouTube is probably the most popular streaming website, millions of videos, easy to upload and start an account there. Easy to share, you can embed them into web pages, but there's only certain sizes you can use. So if you're going to make really long videos, you actually have to apply to YouTube to extend the limit so you can have long videos. And you also can't download videos from YouTube, which may be a problem if you want to share it with somebody else. Just to show you that how easy it is, you just put in the title you want, the descriptor, you find it on your hard drive, you click upload, and then it gives you the code if you want to just share the link to the video, or it gives you a code so you can embed it into a web page. Vimeo is very similar to YouTube, but it's more based around high definition and high quality videos. And what's really great about this one is even though it limits the size of your file, you can download the video. So you can share the link with somebody and then they can actually download that video. Another problem is that they kind of convert your video into their own file, so it can take a long time to upload your videos. And just this one Vimeo homepage looks like this with your video. And then if you click on share, it'll give you the code to embed it into your web page. And then there's the where you can click to download the video. And if you want to put it in your own web page to share, so it's really nice just to have a little video of stuff that you do. So here's the video that I just showed you on my personal web page. And then also you can embed them into presentations like this one. And so this is the slow motion video. Alright. And so that's a wrap. Basically, I just want to summarize saying that videos are relatively easy to make for insects. If you just have a video capable camera, these ones are much, these days are much cheaper and easier to operate. You can carry them in your pocket, pull them out whenever you need. Editing software comes on virtually every computer you buy today. They are designed for amateurs to use, which is why I can do it, so I would assume everyone else could do it too. Video streaming websites like YouTube make it really easy to upload these videos and share them to people, putting them in online, putting them in presentations. But really what it comes down to is a little patience, drive, and just a few hours. So thank you. And if you have any questions, take those. That it really depends on what kind of video device you have. If you have something you can zoom in, that's great. Then you don't scare it away. Fortunately, I just have a little point and shoot camera, so I do have to get close. But if you are not running around shaking your arms, they tend to allow you to video them, especially bees that are hard at work. They don't mind as much. Thanks.